Yesterday, the Central Quad outside the Arkansas Union on the University of Arkansas campus was abuzz with chirping birds, chatting students, and the sound of a sledgehammer colliding with the already dented hood of an old, rusted LTD Crown Victoria. The light blue car with a white top had obviously seen better days, but the abuse was all for a good cause. The students in Free Enterprise Organization, also known as SEIFE, hosted the first ever Finals Car Smash fundraiser just north of the Arkansas Union. The car was placed on top of a tarp and the smashing area had been roped off. Music played over speakers as one student enticed passers-by to step up and take a swing.
Oh, there you go. That was a good hit. Hey, guys, come in the car. Dollar hit. Come on, dollar hit. $350.
Okay.
Yeah. That
feel good?
Michael Miller is a senior and the CEO of SEIFE. The accounting major says putting the fundraiser together was a group effort.
I think one of our members came up with it during a meeting, and then just another member started taking the reins on it, and then we had the insurance covered by Farmers Insurance and the car donated by Surplus USA, and it's just everything fell in place and we were able to do it.
So insurance, you have to have insurance to beat up a car?
We have to have insurance so people can hit the car on campus.
Safety was, of course, paramount. So participants were given safety goggles and all of the glass and fluids had been removed from the car. The doors had also been welded shut, but that didn't stop one strong student who took a well-aimed shot at the driver's side door.
Ooh. Hey, come hit the car, guys. Isn't that fun? Yeah, he just opened the door. Dude, that door was sealed. That thing was welded shut. That door was welded shut. Oh, my God.
Miller explains there are several offices at the university you have to go through to organize such an event. He says all of them were great and worked really well with SEIFE members to make the fundraiser a reality. For example, after a trailer backed the car up as close as possible to its destination, members of facility management helped some students push the car up a hill. While it was a stress reliever and a lot of fun to watch, the event was also a fundraiser.
It's a dollar hit to raise funds for our SEIFE team and our projects that we do. We do a lot of community outreach. We partner with a lot of different organizations, the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, Mama Dean's, Potter's House, Adult Education Center. We've worked with the Senior Activity Center. We just do a lot of different kind of outreach and really use our skills to try to make a difference in the community. And so that's kind of where the money's going to go to help fund our projects and keep them going in the future.
The going rate was a dollar a hit, but at least for a little bit, the group offered 3 hits for $2. Several students took them up on the offer. Others, who happened upon the demolition area while walking to and from class, needed an explanation first.
I mean, you just tell them that all they need to do is just relieve some stress. Everyone that's done it has felt better. I mean, there's the one girl that came over there, hit it once, and said, I've got some more money. I mean, they love it. It's a great stress reliever. I might have to hit the car before the day's done.
More information is available at seif.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Do you feel a little bit more? Do you still feel stressed?
I think I got a few more dollars in my back.
All right, we'll get you. There you go. Too stressed out. Come on, keep on hitting it. One more. Come on. Oh, she is stressed. Somebody was stressed.